as opposed to matzah shira. Let's take matzah shira. So there are different kinds of matzah shira. One kind of matzah shira is if it's too gigantic. If the matzah is too big, then it's called matzah shira. Hashisha. Another kind of matzah shira is mebushelas. Matzah mebushelas is no good. Then there's another different kinds of matzah shira. Then there's another matzah shira that the Gemara is dealing with on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. If you mixed into the, when you kneaded the flour, when you made the dough, you mixed in yain shem and dvash hachalav. These happen to be the four mashkim that the Gemara mentions. Yain shem and dvash hachalav. So that makes it matzah shira, so it cannot be used for the mitzvah. But the Gemara says, yom kamalo tulush li b'chelvo. The first day at Pesach, you should mix the flour with cholov, with milk, and the shayamim, the rest of Pesach himei. What do you mean, yom kama? So that's also a big machlokes that he says it quotes different opinions. So some rishonim say, no, it doesn't mean yom kama. It means for the kazayis of a mitzvah. For the first night, if you want, you can have matzah shira. In the middle of the Seder, it's just for the kazai shal mitzvah. Other rishonim say, no, the whole Laila HaRishon, you're not allowed to have matzah shira. And the Rambam understands yom kama literally. The Rambam writes yom kama, so it's a din. Not only is there a din that matzah shira is possible to be yotzei yidei chayvus mitzvah, but you're not yotzei yidei chayvus mitzvahs matzah in the daytime. But the Rambam learns that's a separate din. You're not allowed to eat matzah shira the first day. That's why the Beis HaLevi was machmer not to have gibroks on the first day of Pesach, because Gemara says matzah mubushelis is matzah shira. And the Rambam sheet is yom kama. The whole first day you're not allowed to have matzah shira. And there are two different, there are three different kinds of matzah shira, four different kinds of matzah shira. So one matzah shira is if you have mixed in yayin shem and dvash cholov. The other matzah shira is in matzah mubushelis. So gibroks is the Dan Hasidim have gibroks to the Seder. They just don't eat for the kazayis matzah. They don't say alachilas matzah on the gibroks. We hold like it says in Shulchan Aruch that yom kama lo tulush li b'chelva doesn't mean yom kama all day long. Doesn't mean the whole night either. It just means for the kazayis. The gazayish on mitzvah, but the rest of the night in the middle of the meal, you can have gibroks. And those who want to be choshish for the Rambam, or for the other opinion that Yom Kama means Laila Harishon, Yom Kama means all day long. So it's a Rambam Shita. The first day you have to have a zechel lechemoni that the eighth mitzvah. Sure. So that's the Gemara. So then the Gemara asked the Kasha, there's a machlek, is the Rambam and the other Rishonim what this means. We mentioned yesterday, the Rambam's opinion is that only these dalet bashkim, only Yain Shem and Bashkim Cholov. Another mashkim, if you have egg matzahs and you mix in apple cider with eggs, so according to the Rambam, that's acceptable for kazayi shal mitzvah. That's shmur matzah. That's acceptable to be yotzei yidei chayvus matzah. And in Shulchan Aruch, not only do they not accept the Rambam's opinion, you don't even mention such a sheet. In Shulchan Aruch, it's assumed that any made peris that you mix in will render the matzah as matzah shir, and you won't be yotzei yidei chayvus. So the Gemara asked Akasha here, what do you mean? Yom kama lo tulush li b'chelva. The first day of Pesach, for the first kazais, you should mix in milk. But for the rest of the days of Pesach, you're allowed to mix in milk. Don't we have a din? You're not allowed to make milchik bread. The Gemara quotes a braisa v'hatanya. That's on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph in Psochim. V'hatanya ein loshem esrisa b'cholav. You're not allowed to mix all year long. You're not allowed to mix dough with milk. You're not even allowed to eat the bread with milchiks, because you may make a mistake. You may, by mistake, eat this bread with fleishiks. Bread is such a thing that you eat with fleishiks and with milchiks. If the minhag hamdina would be that you only eat bread with milchiks, you never eat bread with fleishiks, then it would be permissible. But if you have any type of a thing like that, let's say soda, some Mistama soda people drink with fleishiks or with milchiks, or wine, but it depends who it is. In my home, we only have wine when we have fleishiks. On Shabbos Yom Tov, all week long, we never have wine. If you live in France, if you live in Italy, where the water is polluted, so you have wine all the time. The wine is like water. They don't have good water, so they drink wine instead. So it says in the Poskim, if the minhag hamdina is that they drink wine with fleishiks and with milchiks, or the minhag hamdina is that I think we only have soda with fleishiks. I don't think we ever have soda with milchiks. So if the minhag hamdina would be that you have soda with fleishiks or with milchiks, then you're not allowed to have milchik soda, you're not allowed to have fleishik soda. This din, ein loshen es hapas, ein loshen es ha'isa b'cholov, is lav dav k'cholov. The same thing in ein loshen es ha'isa b'shmaltz, with fleishik shmaltz also. whenever you have a type of a food, either bread or wine, if the minhag hamdina is such, or soda, if the minhag hamdina is such, that you have it with flesh and so with milchiks, any kind of a maichad that you eat either with flesh and so with milchiks, you're not allowed to make it either fleshig or milchik. Has to be part of it. And if you made it either fleshig or milchik, is you're not allowed to eat it. So that's the Gemara's kasha. What do you mean, yamakama? The first day of Pesach, whatever that means, yamakama, the first kezayis, or the Laila Harishon, or the whole first day, the three shittas that the Beis Yosef quotes, only yamakama lo tolushli b'chelva, the rest of Pesach, he can have melechik matzah. What happened to the din? You're not allowed to make melechik matzah. You're not allowed to make melechik bread. And for the Gemara, Ravina said, if you make kein tura, is mutter, hachaname kein tura. If you make it like the eye of an ox, tura is an ox, ayin is an eye, so kein tura is mutter. What does that mean, kein tura? So Rashi writes, kein tura ma'at, ka ayin shal shor. It depends how much are you baking. The balabosta is baking her own bread. So she's baking bread for supper tonight. She plans to serve milchik, so she made milchik bread. Or she plans to give fleshiks tonight, so she put in schmaltz into the bread when she baked it. She only made exactly enough, a small amount of bread that's going to be consumed in the next meal. The next meal is either fleshig or milchig, and she made that bread accordingly. So she made a dova muat ka'ayin shalshor ma'at ka'ayin, Rashi learns, ka'ayin shalshor muta lo l'shvachov do'achalei miyad, v'basach, he's going to eat it. V'lo shoyi lo mashilei. You're not going to keep it for the next meal. It's not that you're baking a whole bunch of loaves and you're going to have leftover bread. You're going to eat it the next meal. Then you're going to forget that you originally made it fleshig milchig. No. Lo mashele. He's not going to leave it over to eat it the next meal. The linshi, then he may forget shenil l'shpacholav. If he made a small amount, then it's mutter. Kein tura doesn't mean you made each roll very tiny. Let's say I'm going to make 5,000 rolls. I'm having a shevet brachas. I'm having a bar mitzvah. And I made 1,000 rolls like that. And each one is teeny weeny. What does it help? I made each one tiny, but I'm clearly gonna have leftover. Gonna have leftover, so there's no heter. Kein tura means, let's say there's a company. A company makes, let's say crackers is a problem. There are crackers, people who eat crackers with cheese on the crackers, and people eat crackers with chopped liver on the crackers. So you're not allowed to make crackers, fleishig or milchig. I don't know if anybody makes fleshy crackers, but there are people that make milchik crackers, so that's not permissible. Any type of a food, it's labdavke bread. The poskim quote like that. It's soda, or it's wine, or it's crackers, anything like that. Anything that you, in the minhag hamakom is that some people eat it with fleshy, some people eat it with milchik, so you're not allowed to make a milchik fleshy. Aye, but each little cracker is a tiny little thing. No, but you're always going to have a box of crackers, always going to have leftover. You can't say, but the company made them very tiny. Tiny is not a heter. Tiny means, Rashi says, if you made a dova muat, and you're going to eat it up miyad, bevasachas, in the next meal. There isn't going to be anything left over to the next meal. A box of crackers, there is going to be left over. Unless you made crackers, milchik crackers with cheese, and it smells like cheese. It smells like cheese. So then, Rashi learns, came to it means dova muat. Other Rishonim learn kein tura means it has a shinui, it has a different shape to it. It looks like the eye of an ox. It has a funny shape. So if you have some kind of a funny looking cracker, let's say it's orange because they baked it with orange cheese. And it smells cheesy. Okay? Let's say cake. Cake people eat with fleishiks or with milchiks. But let's say if you make a cheesecake, it smells from the cheese. You look at it, it smells from the cheese. Sometimes they make a part of a cheesecake. So it also smells like cheese. It's hard to tell the difference. If it smells like cheese, it's mamish kein tura. If you have a simen on the bread itself, that this is milchig, that this is fleshig, so then whenever you have a simen, it's okay.
Is a label a simen?
So then the Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Chavis Das, when this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, is the label a simen. So the Chavis Das says he doesn't think a label is a good simen, because once you made the bread, it says, Vimlosh kalapas kula asura. Why is it asura? Put it in a box and write on the box, this is milchik. So he says, from the brisa, you get the impression that once it's finished baking already, once the afi is finished, it's midirabonan, it's osa bachila, and if you're going to put on a label later, it's not going to help.
OU
puts a hechsher because they mix in milk powder to the extent that you have shishim against it. So what do they mix in the milk powder? it's not to give any flavor. If you have shishma, it doesn't give any flavor. Somehow, if you mix in Europe, they did this before the Second World War. In different countries, in Germany, they did it. That's where they have tshuvas about it. In the Rabbanim in Germany, they used to put in milk powder in order that it should preserve longer. It won't get stale so quickly. I don't know exactly why, but that's apparently what it helps for. So that's a big machlokes and achrayim. Are you permitted to mix in milk in such a way that you have shishim against it or not? So some say you're not allowed to. Eim avat nis latchil, not allowed to mix in milk. And there's a penalty the Gemara has in Perek HaNezokin and the sugyas of Konsul Shogot to Mezid. If you mix in a devariser, Eim avat nis latchil, vimbitel, so it's even osa b'di'evit. You're not allowed to eat it, period. Not allowed to mix in milk. And if you did, you're not allowed to eat it even with melchiks. Others disagree. They say, what are you talking? Eim avat nis latchil. They say, you're mixing in treifas, you're mixing in kosher milk. The only thing is that you're not supposed to make milchik bread. But here you know that you have shishim against it. So what kind of aim about the nisla chatchila? So others say it's permissible to mix in the milk powder, to mix in the milk in a way that you know you have shishim. And then once you mixed it in, you can even eat the bread with fleishiks. Because it's bottled b'shishim, and there's no violation of aim about the nisla because it's heter. And then the middle shita, that's what the generally accepted shita, centrist orthodoxy has accepted the middle shita that you're allowed to mix in milk that it should be bottle b'shishim if you plan to eat it with milchiks, but if you plan to eat it with fleishiks, that you're not allowed to do. Exactly how do you explain the logic of that psak is not so easy to understand, but that's apparently the most popular of the three opinions of Achrenim. The Darkei Teshuva quotes all the three opinions. That's apparently the Badar Shulchan quotes all the three opinions. So most of the poskim hold from the middle sheet, that even though it's not 100% understandable.
What about eating after fleishiks?
Do
we have to wait?
No, you don't have to wait. No, just it's considered milchik bread with respect to this, that you're not allowed to eat it together with the fleishiks. No, you have to wait 6 hours. I don't think you have to wait 6 hours for that. Yeah, so if you should assume like this Chavis Das, that once you bake the bread, then you're not allowed to eat it at all, so it doesn't help if you put a wrapper on it. So the Kein Tura, the simen has to be on the bread itself. So you have to look to Chachma Sodom, both these dinim. And every 100 pages, the Chachma Sodom and the Chayodim will quote a Hayroah from Rababel at Pasvela. Pasvela was a suburb of Vilna. And Rababa was a dayan. So every so often the Chayodim and the Chachma Sodom will quote a Hayroah from him. So that he presents a shaila in the tiny letters, I think, the Chachma Sodom, he has the parentheses that a balabasta cooked her chicken for Shabbos, and then she baked the challis in the same oven at the same time as the chicken, and the chicken, the schmaltz from the chicken were leaked out from the pan. There's a hole in the pot, and it leaked onto the chalas, and the chalas became fleshik chalas. A fleshik chalas are treif, because you don't eat up the chalas in the meal. You always have a little chalas left over. It's not kein tur, it's not a tiny little bit. You usually have leftover chalas that you eat the next day, and the next day, and the next day. So the shaila was, she now has a treif chalas. Is there any way to, is there any yetzer? So Rababala said they should quickly take a pulka from the chicken and stick it into the middle of the challah before it cools off, right away. So then it'll be mutter. Why is it mutter? Well, it has a simen. Has a piece of chicken sticking in it. So since it has a simen, it's mutter. I bet the afiyah was finished already. Once the afiyah is finished, it's farfal. So apparently, he talks about taking it out from the oven. He took it out from the oven, but it didn't cool down yet. So apparently, Kol Zman, it doesn't cool down yet, so it's considered as if you didn't complete the afiyah yet. As if the afiyah is not completed yet. Just like you have a din in Mishnayis Challah. You only chayv in challah if you bake a certain minimum amount, if you needed a certain minimum amount of flour with water. Chameshis Rivoim Kemach V'yod. Mem Gimel Beitzim L'choy Mish Beitzim. That's what Acharonim write on Maseches Challah. The Challah B'Gematria is Mem Gimel. Ches Lamed Hei is 43. So that happens to be the correct Gematria for Chiyav Challah. If you have the volume of flour, Mem Gimel Beitzim, L'choy Mish Beitzim, that's chayv in Afroshes Challah. What if I made a little bit, only a little bit of cookies, a tiny little bit, it's not enough to have a Chiyav Challah. Then I baked another tiny bit, then I baked another tiny bit. Each time I made a little Isa less than a Shiyav Challah. But then, The Mishnah quotes the Tanah who says, I think Reb Lezer, the Mishnah and Chalu says, Af haroide the sal. Af haroide benois and the sal, the one who scrapes out the bread from the oven, redias apas. They used to bake the pas by putting the dough directly on the walls of the oven. They used to put it all over, on the floor, on the walls, on the side, on the roof, in the back. And then after everything would be baked long enough, so then they would have to scrape it out. So that's called redias apas. So af haroide benois and the sal, if you scrape it out, even though each Lisha was less than a shear. But then when you take them all out and you put them together in one big basket, hasal matzar from lacham. So the Shiiltis is of the opinion, the Gemara says, we pass like Reb Lezer, that the tzir of sal is mechay mechala. So there is a machlekes harishonim, when does this work, tzir of sal? So the opinion of the Shiiltis is, tzir of sal is only mitzarif lachalo, hasal matzar from lachalo, if you take it out right away, if it's still burning hot. You just finish baking it, and you take it out, and you put it together in the sal. But if I baked a little bit of cookies, less than a shear, men give them based on the chamish base. I bake cookies, and I put them in the freezer. And then a week later, I bake cookies, and I put them in the freezer. Usually, I put bake cookies and put them in the freezer. All of a sudden, now I have enough for a shear challah, but it's already frozen. It's already sitting in the freezer for a long time. So the opinion of the Shiiltis is that that's not what Reb Lezer was talking about. Only literally, as it says in the Mishnah, Av haroide menois in the sal, hasar mitzar from lechala, the redias hapas is the gemara of the afiyah. So if you do the redias hapas when it's still burning hot and you put it all together in a sal, so that's the gemara of the afiyah, that's mitzar from lechala. That opinion is not accepted. We're mitzar that if you have other tzadim lehokal, so you say that's another sniff lehokal. That's another sniff lehokal. Like some argue, Shiloh, tzir of sal is mechayiv and chala because the sal is a kli. So there's some poskim that say that a refrigerator which only works if you plug it into the wall is considered mechubal lekarka. Mechubal lekarka can't be called a kli. Mechubal lekarka dina kerkarka is not called a kli. That's a question whether that's correct or not. Those who said that you don't need tvilas kelim on a toaster because the toaster only works if you plug it into the wall, since you plug it into the wall, that it should work, it's called mechubal lekarka. That's the question. At what line are you supposed to laugh? Where's the joke over here? Is it supposed to be a joke or not? So there's some prominent rabbanim who publish other shetshuvas. They wrote like that. They hold that's a svara. That's a question. Is that called mechubal lekarka? Dina kekarka. Mechubal lekarka. Usually think a lamppost, a telephone pole. That doesn't walk around. But if you have a toaster that's plugged into the wall, you can move it around. So that's called mechubal lekarka. It doesn't even have to be plugged into the wall. Yeah. So I think then I think then they're not makel. Only if his mom is plugged into the wall.
They have generators.
So that's a question. Some say that even those poskim who said plugged into the wall is mechubal lekarka, dinei kekarka, it's not a kli. The Gemara has it. If it's mechubal lekarka, it can't be a kli. Kli and karka are tied to the sasri. So some say they only said it when it gets to Tfilas Kalim, because it's not similar to Klei Midyan. The mitzvah of Tfilas Kalim is described in the Chumash by the Klei Midyan, Ach b'meinidu yischato, so that was normal Kalim. They never meant to say it's really Dina Kekarka. Let's say if you'll be a Shomer, there's no Dina of Shomer on Karka, Mechubala Karka, Dina Kekarka. So they never meant to say that if you're a Shomer on a toaster, while it's toasting, someone asked you, please watch my toaster, that no one should walk off with it. So they wouldn't say that it's dina kekarka. No, they agreed that it's dina kentalpa. They only said it's dina kekarka with respect to this one din, not a dina kolotar kula. Just with respect to tfilas kelim, because not dumya declaim it. Okay, so that's already, it softens the blow, but the question is, how do you know you have a right to say that has to be dumya declaim it? Yeah. Right, some would hold that it's called Nikar. Okay, that's the question. If it's Mamed, we paskin like the Rimagash, that Mamed on a Heter, if you have Shishim against the Heter, but it accomplished the Hamada, So we paskan like the Rimagash against Taisus, that Mamed is mutter. Mamed is only also if it's an Issa. If an Issa was Mamed something. See, even those who are Machmar Mamed, they treat the preservative as a Dovah Mamed. That's only if it's an Issa. If it's a Hetera, it wouldn't be Mamed. Yeah. So some are of the opinion that af hasal mitzar pan lachala is only if the sal is a kli. So since the refrigerator is only used when it's plugged into the wall, it's dinik hamechubis, it's not called the kli, so the din of tzir of sal doesn't apply. So some say that's a little bit humorous, and there's what the dings are. So they say, well, you can be mitzar this with the shiltas. The shiltas holds, you only say hasal mitzar pan lachala if it's if I put the cookies in the freezer 2 weeks ago, and I put a bunch of cookies in the freezer last week, and I still don't have a shir challah, then I put additional cookies in today. Today, now it all adds up to a shir chiyav challah. Some say you can name it sarf together as one sad lahakil that the refrigerator is not a kli, so it's not called the sal, and the because it only works when it's plugged into the wall, and you can name it sarf that with the shilt the shita. Maybe there are more svaris lahakil over here. Questions? Okay. So we're getting back over here. So the Chochma Sodom quotes this psak. He quotes the Hayrof from Rabba Lepasvela that if you put the pulke, if you stick the pulke into the challah when it's still hot, you just took it out of the oven and it didn't cool down yet. So that's not considered. That's considered as if you made the heker b'shas afiyah, even though the afiyah is finished already. Whatever you do immediately after the afiyah, that would be okay. Let's say if you would put the wrapper on right after you finish the baking, when it's still burning hot. So that would be the same as Rabba Lepasvela's Psad Lohaka. You put the poke in when it's still hot. I think, you gotta find out. I think what they do is they put the wrapper on after it cools down. You gotta find out.
The wrapper isn't in the bread itself, though. It's only outside the bread.
Uh-huh.
It's
supposed
to, the poke is inside the bread itself.
Also, Malkam Lachalik. Okay. Also, Malkam Lachalik. Yeah. And the tshuva is called Mevaser. He has a shaila about that. Modern tshuvas. He has a tshuva about whether wrappers are good. So he says no. He says the Chavis Das is quoted by the Pesach tshuva. The wrapper is no good. Others thought that wrappers are good, even if you put the wrapper on after it cools off. Shaila. I think originally the Chav Kei was first makel because Rav Soloveitchik said like that. Rav Soloveitchik said that his father held that if you put a wrapper on even after the bread cooled down, it's also muta. That's the heker is good even after it cooled down. And then people were boycotting the Chav Kei, so they stopped doing it. So now they do it like all the kashrus organizations. They follow the Chavis Das. Okay, Chavis Das quoted by the Pesach tshuva that the heker doesn't help if it's after the whole afiyah was finished already. Okay, that's the Gemara. So this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Some Achrayim have the Pesach tshuva quotes about that. What if you have, sometimes you have a milchi cake and it doesn't smell from cheese. So what's the heker? So you're not allowed to eat milchi cakes. So the Rav Soloveitchik said, you're not allowed to eat milchi cakes, period. Milchi cakes are rosa, because since you eat cakes with fleshings and milchiks, like soda, like wine, like bread, anything you can eat with fleshings and milchiks, you're not allowed. So the Pesach tshuva quotes that some of the poskim are makel on this, because they say, the only time the Chachamim made this gzeira is on bread or on soda or on wine or on crackers, something that you eat mamish with the flesh or with the cheese. The crackers sometimes you smear on cheese and sometimes you smear on liver. So you eat it mamish with the flesh, with the cheese. The cake, normally, normal people don't eat the cake not with the milk and not with the flesh. They eat it after the meal is all over, they eat the cake. The only shot is the little children. The little children will eat the cake with the cheese, and with there are no rules for little children. So that's just how you have to worry about the little children or not. So that's why some are makel on the cake. The Pesach tshuva quotes one of the tshuva svarim that you can be makel on milchi cakes because you don't eat it together with the flesh, with the milk. So that's okay. That fleshy cake on milchi cake is okay. So that's the Gemara Pesach Melam Evav Melam. Fine. Good.
She cooked it originally to have it for the next meal, but then ended up having that there was left over.
Yeah.
Is that
an issue? Or? Probably will be an issue. Then it'll be a glory. Most of my friend that she wasn't, you weren't allowed to eat it in that meal either. Yeah, if you have leftover, Toignesh. Kein Tura, we have the two pshatim, we make on both. except both tzedarim lahakol, either a small amount that you plan to complete in the next meal, or if it has a shinui in the tzura. So either way, it's mutar. Yeah.
Somebody made milk bread. Is the kelim are fine?
The kelim. Mean the baking tin.
Yeah.
So what do you want to bake now on the baking tin?
Something else.
You want to bake
then the bread became makalas.
What do you want to make? Cookies?
Yeah.
I mean, and you make a lot of milchi cookies on mutter. If you want to follow the Pisrichun. Is it called heterabola or called isurabola? I think we passing that it's called heterabola, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure we passing it as heterabola. The shaila is if it's isurabola, then you would need libun. Let's say if you bake the bread that was tray for bread on a baking tin, then you would need libun on the tin. If it would be heterabola, if you just, let's say, I broiled flesh on a broiler, so even though I broiled it and there was no reitiv, there was no mashke, so the Gemara says on the last daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah, that's what we spoke about. How come in Parshas Tzav, it just says Mariko Shtifa, it doesn't say a word about libun, just says about Hagola. And how come by Yuli Klei Midyan, it says Kol Dovah She'Yavu Ba'esh Tavir Ba'esh, whatever was used by the goyim to broil steaks on, so you need libun. And then you do hagola. So I come in the end of Bamidbar by Kuli Klei Midyan, it speaks about two possibilities of kashering the kelim, either libun or hagola, and the parsha stopped by the korbanos, and only speaks about hagola, never need libun. So Abai says Yagid Olav Reyo on the last daf, and Abai says one sheds light on the other. So Adinami in Parsha Sav by the kelim which he used to cook or to broil the korbanos, the chatos. So sometimes you need libun, sometimes hagola. And we don't pass like Abai, pass like Rav. It's machlokes Abai v'Rav. It's not from the six yalkagams that the din is like Abai. So we pass like Rav that you don't say Yagid Olav Reyo. And the difference is because this was heterabola. So whenever it's heterabola, so then it's enough with hagola. You never need libun. And then the Ramor writes in Hilchas Pesach, whenever you have a kli that is sufficient to do hagola, and for your purposes it's easier to do libun. Sometimes it's easier to do libun than it is to do hagola. And then he says you don't require libun chamor. Libun chamor is that it should be so hot, 950 degrees Fahrenheit. It's sufficient if it's libun kal. Libun kal is much less than that. Less than 550 is libun kal. So the I think the poskim saying Shulchan Aruch, if you bake the, so let's say if you have a broiler that you use to bake kosher flesh on it, or you use it to cook to broil cheese on, you grill the cheese sandwiches and so on. So then Mikar Adin in Shulchan Aruch, Dushaf talks about doing sometimes libun on a grill that you use for cheese or for flesh. And Rabbi Kevega is masig on the Shach. He says, why do you ever need libun? It's a terabola. It's a terabola. So hagola is enough. So the Aruch HaShulchan and Rabbi Moshe Paskin like Rabbi Kivega, that against the Shach. This mamish a terabola. It's mamish a terabola. So you never need libun on that. So we assume, I'm pretty sure we assume that if you bake the milchik bread, that's not called the bread you're not allowed to eat. Segzerem shim hergal avera, but it's not called inisa. It's not a chatecha di isura. So the bli is called heterabola. So if you want to cook, if you want to bake a milchik cake on this baking tin, and you want to follow that opinion that the milchik cake samuta, only milchik bread is also, because the bread you eat together with the flesh, and the cake you never eat together with the flesh, so then it would be permissible. You wouldn't even have to kasher at all. It would be permissible. If you do want to kasher, so we would paskin that that hagola is enough. You don't need libun. If it's easier for you to do libun, so we would paskin libun kal would be good enough, because whatever hagola would have been good enough, so libun kal is sufficient. Yeah, let's see, where was this Gemara? Sochem Lamed Vov, Amud Aleph. Here there's a Gemara, Sochem Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The same story is quoted there. In Lashem Asisa, Bechod Malosh Galapaskul Osim Tehergal Avera. That means you're not allowed to make milchik bread. Then the same brisa says, "Kayotze bo." A similar din is ain't toshin a satanur ba'alyo. You're not allowed to take alya. Alya is a part of the animal that was karev al gabi hamizbeach, but it's not. It doesn't have an isa chaluf. That for sure we know. That we know for sure. That there are parts of the animal that were karev al gabi hamizbeach, where there's no isa chaluf. The reverse was a machlekes and teisvus and perik elu treifus. Is it possible? Is it gemol that you should have chaluf that should be osa bachila that was never karev al hamizbeach? So that's a machlekes harishonim. But this direction, for sure, it is possible to have chaylev that was karev agam emizbeach, which is muta for us to eat the alya. So it says you're not allowed to take schmaltz and smear the whole oven with the schmaltz, fleshig schmaltz, and then put the dough on the walls of the oven because it's going to be fleshig bread. So the exact same brisa that says you're not allowed to make milchig bread says you're not allowed to make fleshig bread. In tosh and a satan about it. In tosh, what if you did smear the whole oven with the schmaltz? So how do you make it parava? So it says kola paskul asura. All the bread is going to be asa. Fleshik bread is asa. Should you say hagola? You should have said it's heterabola. Al yezmuta is heterabola. So you should have said hagola is enough. So it says atchiyasik hasatanu. You have to have libon. So that's the pella the rishonim talk about that. Why atchiyasik hasatanu? What do you need hesik for? What do you need libon? It's heterabola, so it should really be good enough with hagola. So they give the answer because it's very hard to get schmaltz off from what, how are you going to do hagola? The tanner is attached to the ground. How are you going to take the tanner and dip it into a burning hapat? It doesn't move. It's cemented into the ground. So you have no breira. And if you're going to pour burning hot water on, it's also not going to pour burning hot water. It's only going to be iri. And the bliya was al yadei ho'eish. What are you going to put in Evan Baluban to make it into a kli rishon? It's also not going to work. It's just not going to work. That's why you need atchiyasik hasatan. You need libun over here. But mikir adin, it's really heterabola. So you don't really need libun.
Well,
libun kal would be sufficient.
That's
We would assume libun kal would be sufficient. Libun kal does remove all the bien. We assume it should, usually. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes we know that the libun kal does not remove all the bien. The Rabbeinu Tam about what?
Spraying with hot water.
The Rabbeinu Tam was talking about when there was a Blia Bitsainen. He was talking about trefa barrels that had Yain Stamyenam in them. So Stamyenam is an Isakal, so we allow Mila Viri Gimel Yomim, even though we only allow it by Heterabola, or we allow it by Chometz Kodem HaPesach, Yerushalmi says we treat it like Heterabola. But we also allow it by Stam Yenam, because Stam Yenam is Kal. It's a Chumre, only Mishum B'nai Seyem, a Farfetch Chashash of Nisuch. So it's a Nisa Kal, so we treat it as if it were Hetera Bola. So since Limi Liviri Gimel Yom would have been good enough, because it's only B'liya B'tzayin, and even though it's Kli Cheres, so we will allow Hagolah. So then the Rabbi Natam even allows Hagolah only Ayde Iroi, and then even allows Hagolah Ayde Iroi if you pour it and then you roll the barrel. So that Taisa says we don't allow that. That's not even Eroi. That's less than Eroi. So the Shulchan Aruch, we say that B'dievid we would be Mekel. Rabbi Natam Zeroi, we would be Mekel B'dievid. That's if there was a B'liyas Tzoynen. If there was a B'liyas B'tzoynen of Stamyenam or of Heterabola, of Chametz Kodem HaPesach, then we would B'dievid follow that Rabbi Natam L'chatchil. We don't follow Rabbi Natam L'chatchil. We follow the other Balei Taisa. That's the Taisa in Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says that it's the same thing. Fleshig bread, milchig bread, same thing. It's the same price. It's all the same. Yeah. Where is this in the Rambam? Dalet. Perik tes amacholas asuras alocha chov beis. Where is that? The Rambam is the one who doesn't learn like Rashi. Rashi learns ki ein tura dova muat, a small amount. The Rambam learns im tosh kol hapas hasura, the mishina b'tzuras hapas, at shitiyah nikeres, kedesh liyochol b'alav basal l'cholav, areza muta. If you make a shino in the tzuras hapas. That's the Rambam's pshat. So in Shulchan Aruch we accept both kulas, the kula of Rashi and the kula of Rambam. Ki ein tura means a shinoi, in the tzura. Okay, in tzura means dova muach, a tiny amount that I plan to eat up by the next meal. Okay. So we'll have to run through it later. We'll have to run through the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the Mishnah Tzadik Vav and Beis, whoever has the Gemara Chulin. So a Gid Anoshe is an Issa. You're not allowed to eat Gid Anoshe. Yeah. The Gemara has a Machlokes Hatanoim, and then the Gemara says a Machlokes Hamoraim Hadapaskin. Whether we say Yesh Begidin Benoisin Tam, so if you cook the Gid Anoshe together with other flesh, it can ask the rest of the flesh. So you say, Ein begid menais in tam. The Gemara has an expression, Eitzu v'hatoira osrosa. The thing tastes like a shtick holt. It's not really roi lachila. And nonetheless, despite the fact that it's not roi lachila, atoira osrosa. So the Torah says, if you eat it, so you get malchus. If you eat it, kazais gamal, even though it's not roi lachila. So that's a machlekes. We paskin, Eitzu v'hatoira osrosa. We paskin that Yiranosha is not roi lachila. So in the Torah, only the actual gid anoshe is osa. The shuman hagid, the chaylev on top of the gid, is osir. But the Gemara has a whole discussion and comes to the conclusion that it's not osa in the Torah. Tosis writes over here on Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph Shaina Chaylev de Mefapeya. Tosis writes that the shuman hagid loy mitzer elam de rabbanon. That's the question, is that really true? Is it awesome in the Rabbanon? The Loshon HaGemara is Yisrael Kidoshim Nogobo Iser. The Loshon HaGemara is that it's not even, it sounds from the Gemara, it's not even awesome in the Rabbanon. The Gemara seems to say that it's only a minik that it's awesome. That's the Prima Godim quotes that from the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah was Medayik in the Loshon HaGemara that it isn't even an Isa the Rabbanon. It's only awesome itam minik. The Gemara says in Idarim that whatever is awesome itam minik is awesome at the Rabbanon. We say, Minig mi tam neder. The Gemara says, Leyachal Dvar. The Gemara in the Dorm da Peyam at base has a Bryce of Leyachal Dvar. He says in the Bryce, Dvarm hametorim. Lacherim dogabem isa. If something is mutter, but there's a meaning that you don't eat it, so he says, Yatar Rashay lahatiram if name. You're not allowed to tell a person he's allowed to eat it. Shenem Leyachal Dvar. So what do you mean, Leyachal Dvar? What does it got to do with Leyachal? Leyachal Dvar goes if he took a neder on something, Leyachal Dvar. So the Ran there on the side of Nidorim, Daf Pema Beis, quotes in the name of the Balei HaTosfos, and that's the accepted opinion in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Yud Daled, the beginning of the third Chelek Yerideya, is all Simen that one is not allowed to violate a minig if it's a private minig or a family minig or a community minig, a minig of Klal Yisrael, not allowed to violate a minig is binding mitam neder. Apparently we assume that there are different types of Nidorim. There's one kind of neder. If I accepted a neder, then it's a neder of the community. If there's a neder hatzibur, and I am a member of that tzibur, the neder of the family, and I'm a member of that family, so the neder of the tzibur is binding on all the members of the tzibur. Unless I decide to convert, let's say I was a svardi, so we have a minig not to do something, whatever, then I decide I'm going to learn in Ponovich, and I'm going to start talking Yiddish, and I became an Ashkenazi. Or you have faker, you have Ashkenazim who decided to convert, and they become svardim. Or a girl, an Ashkenazi girl, marries a Sephardi boy, or a Sephardi girl marries an Ashkenazi boy, whatever. So we usually say that the wife enters the reshus of the husband. Sometimes it makes more sense to say the husband enters the reshus of the wife. Let's say the husband is a Baal Tshuva, and the wife has a whole family tradition and everything. What do you mean she enters his reshus? He doesn't have any reshus. She has a whole family, so he really enters into her family. So if a person converts, he no longer belongs to this kohol, he belongs to that kohol. So there are two types of a neder. There's a neder hayochad, and there's a neder hatzibur, a neder rabim, and whoever belongs, whoever identifies as a member of that group is bound with the nedarim of that group. The pasuk says, "Hishbati eschem in osu shleim etzoros obiyalos hasodim tirim teros avat shetechpat." The pasuk appears in Shir Hashirim. So the Gemara says, in the end, "Ksumas gimel shvus." That pasuk appears three times in Shir Hashirim. So the Gemara says, why does it appear three times? Gimel Shavuos Hishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Jewish people take three oaths. The Gemara talks about the Shalosh Shavuos, what the oaths were. And the oaths that they took, whatever it was, Shlomo HaMelech is writing about a Shavuot that was taken sometime before his time, before he composed Shir HaShirim. So the oaths that were taken at that time are binding on all the people today, all the Jewish people today, because we're all members of that Tzibur. So that's if you really take a shvuah, a yochid takes a shvuah, the tzibah takes a shvuah. So that's taka binding. And then the Gemara has a din. Le'achum dvara, dvaram ha'metar, mechem nogabem misa. If it's a minig not to do something, a neder, in order to be binding, requires levati v'svasayim. Chol ha'shevate ha'od, the mishvuah. Nefesh kisi shava levata bisvasam lohar lahetav, it says in Parshas Vayikra. So since it says levata bisvasam, so the Gemara says in Shavuos, the gama believer tzach lahetav bisvasam. The person made up his mind, he wants to accept a certain nether, certain Shavuos, so it's not binding until he pronounces the nether or the Shavuos with his lips. What happens if he's gama believer to donate money to Hegdish? So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk in Shir HaShir, in Divrei Yomim, says, Kol Nadiv Lev Oilus Heviu. Those who had pledged in their heart to bring a Korban Oilus to the Beis HaMikdash brought it. So the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Chavav and Beis, learns out that that's an exception to the rule. Kol Nadiv Lev Oilus Heviu. One who is Menadei Beliba to bring a Korban to the Beis HaMikdash, so that's binding. A Nedah Belev is binding. What about a Tainis? So we're Machman and a Tainis also, the Rosh. In the first parak of Masechus Tainis has the Machloikus of Rishayim. Person is supposed to be Makabal Tainis, Mincha, before the Tainis is going to begin. So let's say today Davin's Mincha, and he has in mind he wants to fast tomorrow, but he never said it. So is Gama Belibo, is that binding by Neder Tainis? So the Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, it is binding. So the different versions of what the Rabbeinu Tam said. So we assume that the Pshat, and there are three different versions in the Rishayim, what did the Rabbeinu Tam mean? So we assume that what the Rabbeinu Tam meant to say was that any Neder Mitzvah, any neder mitzvah is binding belief. Any neder mitzvah is binding belief. Person, let's say they made an appeal and he made up his mind he's going to give $100. Then he changed his mind. He wants to give only $10. He doesn't want to give $100. So we pass on the Shulchan Aruch that gam b'libo is machayev, since it's a dvar mitzvah, he has to give. What if it's not outright the dvar mitzvah? It's not really to give money to tzedakah. It's not really to donate a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a midas chasidus. It's a nice inyan. He's going to fast every Monday or Thursday or something like that, or some midas chasidus. So is that also a binding belief? So that the Gemara says, Dvarim hamatar mechayim naga b'hem isa. If a person has a minik toiv, so midirabbana we treat that as if it were a dvar mitzvah, a nidrei mitzvah, an outright neder mitzvah, schal belev, kol nidiv lev oyle seviyo, that's a din deraisa, that pasuk. So anything that's a shtikl dvar mitzvah, so that's binding midirabbana. That's the Gemara on Daf Tezvav and Aleph in the Dorm. The Gemara says that the Gemara has a problem with the Mishnah there in the second parak in the Dorm. Mishnah says the person is a violation of Bal Yachal. So the Gemara says, what kind of Bal Yachal? He took a neder on a Dov Shein Bo Mamsh. It's not Chal. The Gemara says Bal Yachal Mid Rabbanan. The Gemara says Bal Yachal Mid Rabbanan. That's called Bal Yachal. Isn't that a misleading Loshon? The Gemara says no. There is Bal Yachal Mid Rabbanan, as the Brisa says, Le'achal Dvaro, Dvar Mahamator, Mechayim, Noga Behemiser, if people are Noyeg Aminig, Le'achmer on something. So it says, Yatar Roshay Le'hatirim Bifneim Shenem, Le'achal Dvaro. So you see from that Gemara and Tezvav and Menalav that this is only Bal Yachal Mid Rabbanan. That a Minig is binding Mitamned, there is only Mid Rabbanan. That's what it says Beferish in the Gemara. Minig is binding Mitamned, that the whole din is only Mid Rabbanan. It's not as chum as a real din de rabbanan. Real din de rabbanan. The rabbanan instituted here. A person or a community or a family introduce a minig. So the minig is binding with the rabbanan mitam neder. It's not as chum as a real din de rabbanan. So that's what the Kesem Mishnah writes. The Prima Gordon quotes that in the Kesem Mishnah that there's room to say the Loshan HaGemara was earlier in Perigid Anoshe. That the Shuman Agid, it was a machloikis. So the Gemara says mutam and atura. So the Kesem Mishnah understands it's only an Issa Mitam Minig. It's not even an Issa Mid Rabbanan. A Minig is binding Mid Rabbanan, but it's a lower level of the Rabbanan. It's a lower level of the Rabbanan. Because Mishnah points this out to defend the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Korban Pesach that when you broil the Korban Pesach, so there's a special din, Roshu al Kurov al Kirba. You're supposed to broil the whole Korban Pesach as one entity. You're not supposed to slice it up. You're not supposed to make lamb chops before you broil it. You're supposed to slice it after you finish broiling. So the chatchil, you should broil the whole thing. So the Rambam says, yeah, but you have to cut out the chutei chelev and the chutei giran asher. You have to cut out the chutei chelev and the chutei dam. You shouldn't make the whole korban asa b'achilo. So the Rambam says, you cut out the chelev and you cut out the chelev yimakar on the mizbech, cut out the dam. Some of the dam is zerk on the mizbech, the chutei dam, you're not zerk on the mizbech, but you just don't want to make the whole korban treif because of the bli of dam. And you leave the giran osha, and then after they finish broiling the korban pesach, then you cut out the giran osha, and you throw it out. You're not allowed to eat the giran osha. So the Ravid writes, what do you mean? You broil the korban pesach, but the giran osha in it. He says, you're going to make the whole korban pesach treif? So He writes his dramatic style of writing, the Ravid. He says, if I would be there, and this man, the Rambam, would bring his carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, I would throw it on the floor and tell him that it's possible he's not allowed to eat it. He broiled it with the Gidon Osh and made it all trick. He's wrong. Just like the Rambam said, you got to remove the Chutei Chelum and the Chutei Dam, so too you have to remove the Gidon Osh. So the Kesem Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam. So he says, the Rambam, since we passed the Halacha, the Rambam Shitas, since we passed the Halacha, ain't the Gidon Midos in Tam, that was a Machlekes Satanoim and a Machlekes Amarai. Machlekes Satanoim was in the second Perek of Mesachim, and here Perek Gidon Osh and a Machlekes Amarai. And we paskin eight suvat Torah Srasa, we paskin the Gidon Osh, zain the Gidon Midos in Tam. So it doesn't make treif the rest of the Korban Pesach. So since on the one hand there's a mitzvah of Rosh Al Krov Al Kir, but there's a mitzvah that brought the Korban Pesach intact in one big piece, you shouldn't slice it up in advance. So the Chutei Chelev and the Chutei Dam, you have no choice. It'll make the whole Korban Osa if you don't cut it out. But since the Gidon Osha doesn't tasa b'dievet, and Gidon Osha Tam, it's better to fulfill the mitzvah of Rosh Al Krov Al Kir, you cut out the Gidon Osha later and you see to it that you don't need it.
Get that same guy from the Chol of the same guy that the Beis Yosef talks about. Let's ask him.
Right, that's a pella. How can you have a machlekes satanoim? Where the yesh begin menos in tam, the Rashboy is that kasha. How is that possible? Machlekes mitzias. Of course, it has a tam. Yeah, that's what he says, that they're arguing, they all agree that it has a psafani tam, and they're arguing whether that counts as a tam, or it doesn't count as a tam. So the machlekes with the yesh gid menos in tam, eme gid menos in tam, is not only on the gid anoshe. There are many other gid in the guf ha-peme that you can't taste. You don't even have to come on to the nochri. You don't even need the kfeil or a mo. You can get a yid. So you ask him to eat a couple of gidim that are muta, not gid anoshe, and ask him, what does it taste like? Apparently they cooked it and they tasted it, and there was a machlekes whether that's called basar or it's not called basar. The yesh begim and oisin tam, does it taste like a psatam of something, or it's not included in tam kik? That's what the Rashba writes. Strange.
Why isn't that a bit less of a chatchila to cook it with the gid itself, because it's a begim and oisin tam?
Yeah, we asked the kasha from the Ra'or and the Berak HaBayis against the Rashban, the Torah HaBayis. The Ra'or asked, why did the Gemara have to make a new gzer? The Rabban Neina Ben Yomo, to Ben Yomo. You're not allowed to cook in a tray for cliche Neina Ben Yomo because you may make a mistake. Neina Ben Yomo, why don't you just say that Eim Avat Nisa L'chatchilot? So we said the Teretz, so the Ra'or proves from this that the Bliya, the tray for Bliya that's sitting in the Charsis HaGdera for 24 hours is like Afar B'Alma. It's mamish nifsa machilo sodom, and it's hetagomer. It's not that it's really treif, but whatever you're going to cook in the pot, it's going to be nesen tam lagam, it'll become bottle. No, that would have been a violation of Eim Avat and Islam Hatchili. He claims that it's nifsa machilo sodom already. And the Rashba says not so. The Rashba of Torah Sabayis assumes that it remains royal achilo, just that whatever you're going to cook it in, it'll be poigim mit b'miktsas. Why is that not a violation of Eim Avat and Nisal Chatchila? So we said the official Teretz has given a Shulchan Aruch is the Mechaber quotes the Torah, quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz, that the only time you violate Eim Avat and Nisal Chatchila is if Kavanasa Levato. If your intention is that you're going to get, you plan to gain something by this, you want Bedavka to mix in the tray for flavoring, it's going to blend in with other things, or you want to give your mother a heart attack, so you show her the way you're pouring in the Chazashmat, you do it on purpose. But you're cooking in a tray for pots, that pain in the neck to go kasher the pot. You don't want to bother to kasher the pot, but you know you couldn't care less that the bliya from the pot should go into the soup that you're cooking now. You're not really interested. So the same over here. He doesn't really want, it's not going to enhance the flavor of the Korban Pesach. You're going to broil it together with the Gidon Osha. It's Eim Gidon Midos in Tam. It doesn't enhance the flavor of the flesh. It's a neutral. We assume it doesn't give any nisin in Tam. So since Eim Kavan Osha Levato, so we assume in Shulchan Aruch that's not called a violation of there is a in contemporary food industry processing, they have, let's say, apple juice. So when they make apple cider, some of the other ciders, so it's very cloudy and it looks awful. If you would see it, what it looks like when they first make it, it'll look awful. So they have some kind of an ingredient that they throw in that makes it clear. That ingredient happens to be chazashmaltz. But first they throw it in, and then they remove, and then it does its trick. It removes all the cloudy stuff, makes it all clear. It looks good. and then they remove everything at the end, and hardly anything left. By the time they remove it at the end, for sure you have well over shishim. You have more of the elef alfei halachim. So Moshe Feinstein writes in his sefer that that's not a violation. Paskins la'alacha. That's not a violation of eimav atan isal lechatchila, because you do not want to leave this in the apple cider. It's not going to taste good if you leave it in. It's going to taste like chazan shmaltz. We put it in just in order to make it clear, and then we plan to take out as much as we can. As much as we can is going to be that you're going to have shishim against it. You're going to have well over shishim against it. So he thinks that that's not a violation of eimav atan isal lechatchila, because then kavan also levat. So that's how we pass on the shulchan aruch. The shaila is, why shouldn't you say in bitkal al mechilas ataruvus? Originally poured in a lot of the chazas shmatz, and later on you move so much of it that now you have shisha. So that should really be, according to the way we understood in the mechaber, in bitkal al mechilas ataruvus, that should be a problem. The only thing is, there's hardly anything left. There's one particle per 5 billion, so that's probably not even called mashu. Chametz bepesach is b'mashu. There's a limit. If it's 1 unit per 5 million, so it's probably not even called mashu. So over here, I think the particle that they put, one particle per 5 million, so in the stomach, that's not even cool matter. You don't even need bitl on that. So you can't even apply the rule, you don't need bitl on such a case.
They remove it with chemicals afterwards?
Yeah, some kind of a chemical procedure whereby they remove everything.
Tell him in 2 days in the Dagachu of Idabar Mamet, because here you want the result of what it does, what the original, I don't know what they put in the Chazer Schmaltz, so now it changes the whole apple cider.
It doesn't change, it changes the appearance. Instead of looking cloudy, looks so awful, so it makes it look clear. So we assume that's not called Dabar Mamet.
It's not like a Nikar HaIsser?
That's what he's asking, it should be like Nikar HaIsser. So we assume that it's not. We assume if you change the color of something, so that was a machlokes that we had in the Shulchan Aruch, the Simen, where's the Simen about Dabar Sheish Lamatirin? Simen Kuf, with Simen Kuf base, something like that. So in Dovah Sheshel Matir and the Mechaber and the Ramah both hold that if you put something in and it changes the color, that's not a problem. That's not called Nikar Huis. And the Prichadosh disagrees with the Mechaber and the Ramah. He says, no, it changes the color. That's called Nikar Huis. And the generally accepted opinion is the middle of the road opinion of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer took the middle of the road opinion over here that... we treat it like an Ibaidla of Shita because the Gemara in the end of Bava Kama had a suffix with a Chazusa Milsa, a Chazusa La Milsa. The Gemara had the Shaila. If the monkey takes a bucket of my paint and he paints your house, or he takes your sweater and he dyes it with my dye. So you didn't do it, you didn't steal the dye. The Shaila is, but your sweater is now enhanced. The value of your property is enhanced because of the fact that my paint is on your wall. So can I claim Mamoni Gaboch, your property's value is enhanced. The value of your property, your jacket, your sweater, your house, is enhanced because you have Mamoni Gaboch, you have my dye there. But he said, no, Chazusa Lab Milsi, the dye is absorbed in the sweater. Or the paint is a botalag of the house and it's not considered as if it's a bien. So that's an Ibaid Lev Shita in the Gemara in the end of Baba Kama. So how do you do in the Ibaid Lev Shita? Ateku and Isura. So if it's a Teku and then the Rabbani, you go to Kula. Teku and then the Rais, you go to Chumra. So that's what the Darki Tshuva quotes from the Chasam Sofer. Not like the Mechaba and the Ramah, and not like the Pri Chodosh. If you mixed in a non-kosher ingredient into food and it changed the whole color, which sometimes is the case. Sometimes you have an enzyme that's treif, and you have well over shishin when you have an enzyme, and it's not always a dover amamet. The enzyme doesn't always do hamode, but sometimes it changes the whole color of the whole thing. And it's noticeable that the color was changed. So according to the Bichodesh, that's called nikar hoisa. That's called it's not bottle. There's no tarubis. It's nikar. According to Mechaber and Ramah, there's no problem. Changing the color is no problem. It's only a problem in dover sheish lamatirin. It's called mimim minon. Mechaber and Ramah have a certain chumah in hilchas dover sheish lamatirin. It's repeated, this same Mechaber Ramah is repeated in Hilchas Yontif. But if you took a Beit Shonol Debi Yontif, which is Dovash Esh Matir, and you mixed it into food, and you changed the color of the whole food because of the Beitza. So Shini Mare is considered Min B'mina, that it should be Dovash Esh Matir and should be B'mashu, but it's not considered B'en. You don't consider it B'en. And the accepted opinion is what the Chasam Sofer said. That's what the Darka Tshuva says, that you treat it like in the Bible of Shita. So if it's an Issa, the Raisa that fell in changes the color, we say maybe it's Nikar HaIsa, like the Pichadosh. It's only Nisa de Rabbana that fell in, then we're Mekel. It's a take of the Rabbana, Lekula. If I love Sheet on the Rabbana, we go Lekula.
Here there's no Shinei Mara.
Here, by this apple cider, there's no Shinei Mara, no. It stays the same color, but originally it was cloudy. It looks cloudy, and then after you use this Chazal Shmaltz, it clears it all up. If it's nika, it's not bottom man atar. By definition, it's not called a taruvus. Whenever it's nika, it's not called a taruvus. Somebody was telling me that there was some plant in Northeast where they made, what do you call that, syrup? A sap that comes from a tree?
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup is 100% maple syrup. They don't mix anything in. Mamish, no other ingredients. So what is there to give a hashgacha about? So they sent a mashgiach, he should go to the plant to see. What is that? So he looked in the room where they're processing everything. They don't mix anything in. There's nothing to discuss. But then he said, can you go into the next room? What's in the next room? Everything is the same. So it turns out in the next room, they have a big pig. They have a big pig. And they dip the big pig into a dead pig.
Yeah.
And they dip it into the container with the maple syrup just in order to clear the color, I think. It's not nice and tum, huh?
Take off the impurities.
Yeah, to take out the impurities, yeah. So that's not considered an ingredient. They don't have to write that on the label. That's not an ingredient. That ain't kavanas elevatel. They're not interested in that. So that's a shaila whether it's nice and tam or not. Yeah. So the Kesef Mishnah writes to defend the Rambam. So he says that the Rambam goes lishitosa. We pass with aloche. Ain't begidin with nice and tam. So since the gid anosha doesn't make treif, so it's better to leave it in order to fulfill a mitzvah of Rosh al-Kro al-Kir. But the chutei achelev and the chutei adam, you have no brera, you have to remove them. So when the Torah says Rosh al-Kro al-Kir, but it doesn't mean everything intact. Obviously it means without the chelev and without the dam, it's going to make a treif. But the gid anosha, since it doesn't make a treif, ain't begin with nice and tam, they have to boil the whole carbon pesach with the gid anosha and then remove it later on. Ay, but the shaila is, but the shuman agid, the Kesef Mishnah asks, but the shuman agid, that has shuman is nice and tam, shuman is shuman. The chelav agid is mutam and atar, but it's also in the rabbanon. So Tosfos has two opinions on tzarek zayin and al shayne chelav de mefapeya. So one opinion of Tosfos says, since the whole shuman agid is only also in rabbanon gzeirah to gid, and the gid doesn't ask it, there's no ain't the gid nice and tam, so there's no din of tam. They never introduced the din of tam ki ikar on shuman agid either. We don't accept that opinion. The mechaber Rabbi Yosef Kara, who wrote the Kesef Mishnah, writes in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't accept that opinion. We pass like the other day in Tosfos, that even though the Gid, his name Gid Meres and Tam, doesn't Asa, but the Shuman Agid does Asa. So the Shuman Agid Asa, so Vaita, how can the Rambam say, you leave the Gid on Asa, you just cut it out later? So that's where the Kesef Mishnah comes up with this suggestion. That's where the Prima Gona quotes this Kesef Mishnah, Hilchas Gid on Asa. He says, the Gemara's Lashon was, he saw Kedoshim Noga Bo Iser. He said, there isn't even an Iser, the Rabbanon never made an Iser, the Rabbanon on the Gid on Asa. It's also mitam minig. Whatever is also mitam minig is also rabbanon. That's the gemara tezvavim and aleph in the dorm. That is bal yachal med rabbanon. Miika bal yachal med rabbanon. Is there such a thing? The gemara interprets the mishnah there, the beginning of the second parak in the dorm, where it says bal yachal. Oy v'mishum bal yachal. The gemara says bal yachal med rabbanon. Is there such a thing? Bal yachal rabbanon. Gemara says yeah. Kidetanya. Dvarim hamatar mechem noga behemisa. Yata rasha lahatir mifneim shenem la yachal dvaray. And the gemara understands that it's only bal yachal med rabbanon. So the Kesef Mishnah understands it's not on the same level as a real din de Rabbanan. It's a lower level. A minig is, you're obligated to observe a minig mid de Rabbanan as if you would have taken an ed. It's a lower level than a din de Rabbanan. So he says, if you would have had an isa de Rabbanan, then you wouldn't be allowed to broil the whole Korban Pesach together with the Shemar Agid. But he says, since it's only a minig, so that whenever there's a real din that comes in conflict with a minig, so the halacha says that the din wins. So here there's a conflict between a real din and a minig. The real din is Rosh HaKor Val-Kir, but the broil the Korban Pesach intact. Then you have a minig that you don't eat Shuman Agid, and you don't eat Tam Kikar of the Shuman Agid either. Mechaba Paskin, like that opinion in Tosfos, that Tam Kikar does apply to Shuman Agid, even though it doesn't apply to the Gid. But he says, one day a year, all the Jews ate Shuman Agid. Everybody violated this minig. When is that? Leil Pesach. When you eat the Korban Pesach, everybody's in violation of the minig, because the minig isn't when it comes in conflict with the din. So the halacha requires you have to observe the din.
But even if it was a din, the Rambanan, isn't it considered like a kumbar seder? You have to take out the gid from the behemah.
Yeah.
So
How can Chazal say you have to take out the git? They're saying, no, is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of broiling Korban Pesach. So they tell you, don't fulfill the mitzvah correctly. Fulfill the mitzvah a little bit incorrectly. Don't fulfill 100% Rosh HaKrov al Kirba. A Gusman has a tshuva that's very relevant l'alacha. Let's say there are some women who can't become pregnant because their cycle is so long that by the time they go to mikveh, so they're not able to conceive. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. He was asked, this is usually because of Chumras de Rabbanan. We require shivinikim. Mikra adin chumash, you only require shivinikim for a zava. For a zavak doyla, for a nida, you don't need shiv and a kim. So it's only midirabbana. So the shad is whether amira chachamim divreim, a makam mitzvah pir berivya, a yimuchiyav to observe the din midirabbana, nab shiv and a kim, even in a situation where you simply won't be able to fulfill pir berivya, a yimuchiyav to observe in such a case. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, it's a serious shayla, and the rav should be mishtamed from paskani. You shouldn't paskani. Dray your way out of it, don't take a stand. So others tell over that on rare occasions, on very rare occasions, Rav Moshe together with other big rabbanim were makel for people not to observe the shivinikim. So Rav Gusman has a tshuva at the end of his sefer, the Shiurim on Kiddushin. So at the end in Masech Kiddushin, it talks about broiling the Korban Pesach, the end of the first parak. So based on this case of Mishnah, he points out that sometimes the shivinikim is not even a din mid rabbanon. There are some rare cases where it's only a minig. That's a question. When is shivinikim a din mid rabbanon? When is it only a minig? So he quotes there was a tshuva sefer that's called the Galya Masechta. Rav David al-Navardika wrote a tshuva sefer. He was a contemporary of Rav Chaim Valozhiner. So he has a tshuva sefer. So he writes in his tshuvas, he has kulas that there are certain cases where the need for shivinikim is only a minig, and therefore there's room to be a little bit mekel. So that's why Rav Kusma writes, if you have a situation where the shivinikim is only a minig, and you have a minig that comes in conflict with the real din, a din of piriviriviyot, so the din takes precedence over the minig. Yeah, the problem is that most of the time the shivinikim is not only a minig, most of the time it's a real din, the rabbanon. So that's already more difficult to be mekel. It's more problematic. The Nitziv also has such a tshuva. The Nitziv has in the Meshev of Dover. He talks about a Gemara in the first parak in Brachas, but the Gemara says, Gemara's Loshen is, Harogei Lovela Beis HaKnesses. A person is in the habit of coming to daven every day in shul. He always davens tefillah b'tzivah. And one day he doesn't come, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam asks about him, how come he didn't show up today? So they're going to make an investigation why he didn't show up to Tefillah B'Tziba today. So if it turns out it was L'Dvar Hoshus, he didn't want to come to Shul because he was going to make business, he went to the airport or something like that, then he's going to be punished why he didn't daven Tefillah B'Tziba. But if it's L'Dvar Mitzvah, so then he gets away with it. That's how the Gemara interprets a pasuk in Navi. So what is that all about? Why is it only Harog Olav L'Beis HaKnesses? So the Nitziv explains that he says that Tefillah B'Tziba is not really a chiv. It's just that you stand a better chance of having your prayers answered if you daven tefillah b'tzibur than if you daven the yechidus. But if a person is in the habit of davening tefillah b'tzibur, then it becomes a minik toiv. The minik toiv is binding mitam neder, midirabbanan. Minik toiv is binding mitam neder, midirabbanan. So that's what the Gemara says. Harogel over the Beis HaKnesses says, this person is in the habit of always davening tefillah b'tzibur, so he has accepted, he has adopted this minik toiv. So minik toiv is binding midirabbanan. It's not allowed to violate it. So if he doesn't show up because he decided he's going to travel out of town in order to make another couple of dollars, L'dvar Hoshua said that's not right. So he'll be held, he'll be punished for having violated the minik toiv. But if it turns out that he went to Dvar Mitzvah, so what you have in effect is a conflict between a Dvar Mitzvah and a minik toiv. So whenever, that's what he said, that's what the Gemara is saying at Klav. Whenever there's a conflict between a Dvar Mitzvah and a minig, so the Dvar Mitzvah takes precedence over the minig. That's what the Kes Mishnah interpreted in the Rambam. That's Rav Gusman, Paskan's Lalacha. That's how the Nitziv interprets that Gemara. Whenever there's a conflict between a Dvar Mitzvah and a real Dvar Mitzvah and a minig, so the Dvar Mitzvah takes precedence. So again, so we Paskan, a Gid HaNasha doesn't really asa. Ain't the Gid HaNasha and Tam. Only the Gid HaNasha is Aser, and there's no Tam Ki Iker. But nonetheless, we would accept the din in the Mishnah because the Shuman Agid is Aser, either mid the Rabbanim Tyson says, or it's Aser mitam Minig, however you slice it. Sokadoshim Nogabo Iser. So the Shuman Agid Aser, that's 2 days in Tyson. 1 day in Tyson says that the 2 days in Rishonim, why did they Aser, whoever Aser, either mitam Minig or mid the Rabbanim, why did they Aser the Shuman Agid? Is it Exero out to Chelev or is it Exero out to Gid? So 1 day in Tais was it's Gzeira to Gid, and since Ein Begid Menais in Tam, so they never, the Minig or the Yisad the Rabbanon, never had carried with it a din of Tam Kik around the Shuman Agid. Since it's not Tam Kik around the Gid, there's no Tam Kik on the Shuman Agid. So that opinion is not accepted, Lala. We don't pass like either because we paskin that Shuman Agid is also Otu Shuman, Otu Chelev, Otu Chelev, or Shuman Agid, even if it's also Otu, that's how Tais says. And since the Gid doesn't have Tam Kik, because Ein Gid has Tam, so the Shuman Agid doesn't have it. So the Rishonim disagree. They say, I think the Mishmeres Abayis, one of the Rishonim disagrees with Tais. He says, no, Shuman Agid, they asked me, the Rabbanon, Amitam Minig, Otu Chelev, not Otu Gid. And even if you say that it is Otu Gid, you can still say, the Gid on Osh, Ein Gid has Tam, doesn't ask it, there's no Tam Kik, and the Shuman Agid does ask it. It's shaykh that it's Agzera Otu Gid, and still it's Mocham and Agid. That's the bottom line, that's how we pass on the Shulchan. The Shuman Agid does Asa. Achish. Yeah, so the Mishnah says that you have to calculate to see if you have the Shishim. How do you calculate to Mishari Moisa? You measure it Kibosa Belefes. You calculate Kibosa Belefes. You visualize as if there would be a, this is hard to tell whether this Tam of the Gid Anoshe, Tam of the Shuman Agid. You don't know whether the Mishnah means Yesh Begid Menosin Tam, and the Mishnah is going on the Shuman Agid. You don't know which one they're worried about. So rather than have to calculate whether it's Menosin Tam or not, go give it to Akfeil Aramo. So the Mishnah says we have an easier way to calculate. You calculate as if the Gid with the Shuman Agid would have been Basar, and the whole Yerech of the Behema, Yerech and his Bashabal Gid Anasha, the whole Yerech of the Behema would have been Lefer, some kind of a vegetable. Would the flesh have given Tam in the vegetable or not? Kibasa Belefer. What kind of a shear is this? Kibasa Belefer. So Rashi writes on the Mishnah, Halach al Moshe Misinai. Ugemiri, we have a tradition, the Behachim Misharinen. Very Shver the Chazanish finds the Rashi very difficult. It's really Halach al Moshe Misinai. The Gemara has on the next daf, on Tzadik Zayin on the base, the Gemara says that all these surim Shabbat Torah, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, right smack in the middle of Tzadik Zayin on the base, right in the middle of the daf. The line begins with the words Amar Rabbo, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah Misharinon, Achaza falls into a pot of soup. So how do you measure? Kilo hein botzel v'kaflut, as if it would have been botzel, as if it would have been an onion, or a kaflut is some other kind of a vegetable, I don't know, that fell in into the soup. Sometimes it's hard to tell if the chaza fell in, so you measure it as if it would have been bots on the kaflut. So Tosfos asks the kasha, bots of a kaflut doesn't sound like it's the same as bots of a lefes. The Mishnah says bots of a lefes. And here the Gemara says, botzel the kaflut into the soup that it fell into. So Tosfos writes, kol yisurim shabbat Torah, and tzadik zayin amid beis. The Mamasa calls him Shabbat. The Lord Nakat Kibasa Belefis, Kiriktani Mastins, Gabi Gidon Nash Mashmadain Shir and Shabbat. Sounds like it's not the same Shir. So why? It sounds like in the Mishnah we're more lenient. Kibasa Belefis, we're Makel. And Botzel, the Kaflut, into vegetable soup is Mochomer. Why? How come the Shir is not the same? So Taisa says, because even if one Tana holds Ein Begid Menos in Tam, Even if you would have held Yesh Begid Menos in Tam, but it doesn't give such a knockout Tam, doesn't give such a conspicuous Tam. So there, we're Mekel, it's enough, Kibosar Belefes. And then, Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah, normally Yisurim, that really, L'chol HaDeis HaNeis in Tam, you have to measure Mochamedik, Kibotza the Kaflut, if it would have Botza the Kaflut, would have fallen into this food. That's what Taisus says. The Gid lo yaif time kuli ha, even if you hold Yesh Begid Menos in Tam, doesn't give so much Tam. So therefore, Misharin and Kibasa Belefes. Al Shari Surim, the Abbe time itvei, it gives more of an asin as Tam Misharin and Bibotza the Kaflut, that fell into something else. It's Shver, what do you mean? Rashi really means that all this is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Nah. The Chachamim were Mishayir. The Chachamim were Mishayir. Rashi writes on the Gemara. Kol Yisrim Shabbat Torah Misharinim. Take a look in the Rashi, Tzarek Zayinim and Beis. Kol Yisrim Shabbat Torah, except for Gid Anoshe, the Bad Begid Anoshe, that's Basa Belefes. And all the other Yisrim Misharinim, Nosim Kilo, Yisa Batsa Bekaplut, Bila Nes and Tam Mehet, Zenz Mashla, why? Shiru Chachamim, Rashi a little later. Shiru Chachamim, Ein Bisur, Menes and Tam, Yosim, Yibatsa Bekaplut. The established mistamid, that's how much it's going to be. It's hard to say that it's halacha moshe misina. The pashtus is not halacha moshe misina. You don't take every din in the Gemara that the Gemara doesn't explain. The Aruch HaShulchan does that. He takes every din in the Gemara, makes it into halacha moshe misina. Every other line in Shas is halacha moshe misina. It's not halacha moshe misina. It's shira chachamim, the Gemara says. Loshan HaGemara shira chachamim. That's shira chachamim, and this is shira chachamim. Gid Anoshe, even if a Yod Yesh begin Menes and Tam, doesn't give such a pronounced Tam. So there, they were Mekel, Kibosar, Belefes. And Shari Surim, Levadni Gid Anoshe, Shiro Chachamim, is probably Ein Bisurim, Menes and Tam, Yesem, Yibotza, Bekaflu. So you need a little more. Everything is, Rashi said, this is all before we came, Akat Aliyev, Sirkil Chasov, Ishishim. Rashi writes, we didn't yet come to the realization. In the later generation, the rabbis determined everything should be b'shishim. We'll get to that later. That's on Tzadik Ches. Amud Aleph Amud Beis. At Tzadik Zayin, we didn't come to that realization. We solve all the problems. Everything is shishim. Hashem is one shir for everything. So the Gemara here is working in the earlier generation. So they didn't say that everything is b'shishim. So if it's Gid Anoshe, that fell into something else. It's Kibosa B'lefes. And if it's Shari Surim Chutz Mi Gid Anoshe, then it's Batsa B'kaflut into whatever it is that it fell into. Okay. Pash, this is not like Rashi did it, like the Chazon Ish Tanya. It's not halacha moshe misina. Then the Mishnah has Gid Anoshe, and it's Bashalei Magidin. Have kosher Gidnim and a Trefa Gid. Only one Gid is Gid Anoshe. All the other Gidnim are kosher. Bizman Shemakira, if I can identify which is the Gid Anoshe and which is the others, so I throw out the Gid Anoshe. And the rest is a shayla that was cooked together, so it's a nesinas tam. If all yesh begid menos and tam, we assume the gid anoshe itself gives nesinas tam. All day begid menos and tam, you'd forget about the nesinas tam of the gid anoshe. But in case they were shuman agid, so the shuman agid is going to pass on, going to transmit the nesinas tam that we paskan that we do worry about into the other gid. So it says bizman shemakiro. If I can identify the gid anoshe, you throw it out in the garbage can. So the shayla is my light eat the other gidin. It depends menos and tam. Did the Gid or the Shimon HaGid succeed in giving Tam? Vimla, but if you can't identify which is which, then it says Kulam Asurim. That's the Shaila. Why is Kulam Asurim? The Gemara asked the Kasha, let it be. Rashi writes. Why should it be? Lav Kulam Asurim, L'cholech Yeshlam, Zawisim, Gemara Parch, L'Batal Beruba. Rashi says the Gemara is going to ask a Kasha, why don't you say that it's Batal Beruba? So what does the Gemara answer? Why is it not Batal Beruba? That's the last line of Tzadik Tes on the base. Get a notion is bashil if ain't a makira, so it's also very much over the bottle of the ruba. That'd be a taruba, so chad betray. Chad betray is bottle. And for the Gemara, barrier shiny. It's a barrier. You can't say it's chaticha royal is kabe. It ain't begin when I'm in tam to eitzu. It tastes like a piece of wood. So it's not like a delicious steak that is a chaticha royal is kabe. Barrier is a din. A barrier like bottle is a din with the rabbana. We have a few din with the rabbana. Balichaim chashivi v'loy b'teili. That's a sugya in Perikol HaZvachim Shana Sarvon, Zvachim. Then you have Beri HaShiva V'loi B'teva. Then Taisa starts giving rules and regulations. Shulchan is going to discuss it. The top Taisa and Kufa Manala. When does it have the status of Beri? When does it not have the status of Beri? Then you have a rule. Chatecha V'ilis Kabit is L'loi B'teva. That's the next line in the Gemara, Kufa Manala. Comment on the next line in the Mishnah. V'chein Chatecha Shal Nebela. V'chein Chatecha Shal Dag Tomish. And his Bashlam HaChatechas. Bizman Shemakir. And if I can identify which is the tray for one to throw it out, and just calculate whether you have Nesinas Tam and the rest. We would say Shishim and finish. But in the days of the Tanoim, they didn't say Shishim. That's what Rashi writes on Tzarek Zayin on the base. Hakata leifzikil chasabi Shishim. The Gemara didn't yet come to that conclusion that you just calculate Shishim and the farting. So the Mishnah says.
The Gid is a barrier. But then, barriers are something. Grape is one item by itself. You call it a barrier. Gid Anoshe is a woman.
But we call it imi echolik ein shmei olav. If you slice it in half, it's no longer called the Gid Anoshe. It's only called the Gid Anoshe when it has the whole thing. It has its own chaloshen. Gid Anoshe. That's the klal. Im yechal against shmei olot. If you have a piece, if you have flesh in the A and P, that's called besar nevela. If you cut it in half, it's vayta called besar nevela. If you cut that in half, vayta besar nevela. Besar nevela. It's not that it has a chalashem nevela. Part of it is also called nevela, but the giran asher is only when it's bishlei musoi, then it's called giran asher. When you cut it up, it's called the chatichas giran asher. You no longer call it the giran asher. So that's the main klal. If you cut it in half, it won't have its chal Hashem. So that's called a barrier for these purposes. Either if you eat a kazayis from a big gid anoshe, you like it. If you eat the whole gid anoshe, and it doesn't have a kazayis, let's say in a tiny animal that was just born. So if you eat the whole gid anoshe, it doesn't have a kazayis, you also like it because it has a din of a barrier. Berry doesn't need a kazayis. Berry has two chumras. One chumra menator, one chumra midrabon. Chumra menator, you get malchus, even though it doesn't have a kazayis. That's on the level of the rice. Then the chumra midrabon, that berry chashiva, v'loy betelo. That's only midrabon. All these dinim that they're not bottled berry and balechaim chashiva, v'loy betelo, and chaticha, v'loy kabit is the next Gemara. The Gemara comments on the Mishnah, and Dovish Abiminyan, the Gemara in the beginning of Beitza. If you sell it by the unit, you don't sell a box full of Sefer Torah. You don't sell it by the weight. You sell each Sefer Torah, you sell separately. So if you have a Dovish Abiminyan, something that's always sold by the unit, so that has Chashivis Midirabbanim, it's not bottled. All of these Dinim Adirabbanim. Berry of Balechayim.
If you would cut the
Gerard
Yeah. Then it would be
bottled,
right?
Yeah. If it's cut in half, even though it's treif, then a
so
barrier.
Just to cut the nerve.
Cut it in half. If you have two different pieces, like if you have a bug is a barrier. So if you swallow the whole bug, you like, even though it doesn't have a kazayis. But if you chopped it up a little bit, it's missing a wing, it's missing a leg, always barrier. So you only get malchus if you eat a kazayis of it. There is a Taisvis in the beginning above Metzia, yeah. Taisvis in the beginning above Metzia by Kofa Tzechet Ben Anuyim writes as if, I forgot which one of these dinim is a din there, right? But we don't accept that. We pass them. They're all four other Rabbanon. Beria Balechaim, Chatich Rui Veskabe, and the fourth one is Dovish and Eminya. We pass them everything is only the Rabbanon. Yeah, the Taisvis in above Metzia, they all point out. Taisvis above Metzia assumes that one of these is there, right? I forgot which one. And Vav on the base, Kofet Sechet Ben Amnuyim. Temeli Vatal Beruba. I'm counting the animals in the corral in order to determine which one is the tenth one, Maisa Bema. So one of them went out, jumps back in. Kofet Sechet Ben Amnuyim jumps back in, so now the whole minion is cockeyed, even though I had 1,000 animals inside. Now I have one that is already Yotzo, one that already went out. So you have to stop counting and there's no more Maisa Bema. So Tosei asked Akasha, why? Afilo Hein Elef. Even if you have 1,000, one behemoth jumped back in, that behemoth is no longer chayv ma'aseh behemoth. Because since I started counting, 1, 2, 3, and this went out number 3, and it jumped back in, I can't identify which it is, so the whole count is all kakai. So Tei says, why don't you say bitul beroy? The hodovish of the minyan le batul is only midirabban, and kavua, it's not kavua min ha-Torah. Yeah. Beri nami lahavi, Tei says, if it would have been a beria, it would have been le batel min ha-Torah. The berry and amilahavi kid appreciates bechulan and daf tzadik vav. So Taisa sounds like the whole, the berry is a din derais. That's what the Achranim point out there. And they say, we don't accept that. We pass on lalach and that berry loy betel is only the rabbanon. Berry and chaticha boil is kabin and balachaim chashiv loy betel and dovish of dominion, everything is only the rabbanon. That's what Rabbi Chana Vassaman asks in the Sefer on Yavam, is usually the Gemara has called the tikkun rabbanon kain derais and tikkun. All the dinim derabbanon have patterned after dinim derais. So what do they pattern this din after? They have four examples of a din, the Rabban al Dov HaChoshuv, the Tzaymet Bifnei Atzman, doesn't lose its identity when it gets mixed in with the conglomerate. So where do you have a din der Isa like that? That it's something that's a Dov HaChoshuv is not bottled. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested the Chabaz Das on Yerideya has a Ramban that's quoted by the Ran on the Rif, on Maseches Gittin. He thinks that Bnei Adam are not bottled as a din minatur. Human beings are not bottled, that's a din der Isa. So, yeah, but on the level of the Raisa, but the Adam are not bottle. And then with the Rabbanah, they extended it. Not only human beings are not bottle, even Beriyim, Chatich, Wailas Kabin, and Dabshim, and Minyan, and Balachim also not bottle. But that goof is also questionable. That's the Chavis Das interprets that that's Pshat in the Ramban. Taisis holds Befevish not so. Taisis has the famous Kasha in the Mishnah in the end of Sanhedrin. you have Nisarvu, Niskolim, and Nisrafim. One person is Chayiv Sreifa, and 10 people are Chayiv Skila, and they're all in prison. And now we lost track. We don't remember who's who. We don't remember who's Chayiv Skila, who's Chayiv Sreifa. So the Mishnah says you always go Lakula. So Tosef asks the Kasha, so which is Lakula? So we pass them that Sreifa is Kal. So you give everybody Sreifa. According to the other Tana who holds that the Skila is Kal, so you would give everybody Skila instead of giving anybody Sreifa. So Tosef asks the Kasha, why do you always go Lakula? Why don't you say Bitl Bereif? Why don't you say Bitl Bereif? Tosef even entertains a Havamina that if an innocent person, not only one is Chayv Sreifa gets mixed in with 10 who are Chayv Skila, even an innocent person gets mixed in with 10 people who are Chayv Skila, you should give all 11 Skila, even though the guy's mamish innocent. So Tosis gives Terutzim on the Kasha. So according to this, Chavis Das, B'shem, according to the way the Chavis Das interpreted the Ramban, there's a din deraisa that b'nei odam ha-chashivi v'loi b'teilu. Human beings are never bottled. Tosis doesn't hold like that. Tosis holds that even human beings are bottled. So Rav Chanan, Basaman's Kasha, it's still a kasha according to Tosis. It's called the Tikkun Rabban Kain, the Rest of Tikkun. What is it patterned after? According to the Ramban, the way the Chavis Dasan interpreted the Ramban, you have a teretz. That there is a din deraisa b'nei odam ha-chashivi v'loi b'teili, and Beria, Hatich, Reviskav, they're all patterned after that, they're all extensions of that din deraisa. Nachamal, so the next Gemara Kufa Man Aleph goes on the next line in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, V'chein, first the Mishnah has Gid al-Noshe, you throw it out, and all the others depends whether the sin is done. Meina makiro, kulam asur because it buries. Then it says the chain, chaticha shal nevel, the chain chaticha shal dak tomi. There's bashlam macher. Man shemakiron, he can recognize which is the tray for fish, which is the tray for nevel. We throw it out, and the rest of the chatichas, we will decide based on tam kiker whether it's us. In lava, if you gain a makir, you can't identify it. Kulam asur. So the same kasha on that. Why don't you say bitl b'roif? Yavish b'yavish chab b'trei bottle. Let it be bottle b'roif. So now the Gemara can't say, you can't say beria. How can you say beria on chatichas nevela? Nevela is not beria. Daktom is also not a beria. So that's what the Gemara answers. That's a chaticha ruvus kabel. Enichal amande amu kol shadak lemanu shaninu. There's a machlekes hamaroyim in the beginning of Beitza. So Beitza dav gimel amid beis. By dovish b'minyan. A dover shebimin is something that's sometimes sold by the unit, or something that's always sold by the unit. What if you sometimes sell it by the weight and sometimes sell it by the unit? Let's say fish. When they sell the fish in the store, they give them a big container full of fish and they sell it by how many pounds it is. Then when the restaurant cooks it and they sell it, then they don't sell it by the weight, then they sell it by the unit. You buy a fish steak, so they charge you for each fish steak, whether you get a larger size or a smaller size. On the card that has the prices, it says a fish steak is $14. Doesn't matter whether it has an extra quarter of a pound or a quarter of a pound less. They sell it by the unit, but when the wholesaler sold it to the restaurant, they sold it by the weight. So that's a machloikes amarayim, whether esha darkalimonis or kol shadarkalimonis. Esha darkalimonis means only it's always sold by the unit. And kol shadarkalimonis means if it's ever sold by the unit, it has a din of davash b'minyan. Yeah. So the Gemara says, no, it's a chaticha v'ir l'skabe. These are four different things that are not bottled. Beria, chaticha v'ir l'skabe, balechaim chashim v'loi b'teili, and darka limonis. And the darka limonis is the machlegs abiechon v'shlokin, she'esh a darka limonis, kol she darka limonis. Yeah. So then the Gemara we already saw on Tzadik Vov on the base. The Mishnah uses the verb Yerach Shen is Bashal Bo Gid Anosha. Yesh Bo Menes and Tam. You have to calculate whether the Gid Anosha, the Shuman Agid, gave Nesin as Tam in the whole Yerach. Why in the whole Yerach? Why is the whole Yerach Mitztarf to be Mevatel? Because it was Nisbashal. Nisbashal with Reutem. Nisbashal with Mashkin. So it's Meval Bo Latam. Amar Shmur Lo Shana Bo Lashen is Bashal Bo. The only time the whole Yerach is Mitztarf to be Mevatel if it was Nisbashal with a Reutem, so it's Meval Bo Latam. Aval Nitzle, you have the Giranosha broiling next to the... You left the Giranosha in the Yerach, you didn't cut it out. And then you broiled it the way it is. So there is no Reuter, there's just Tzli. So then that Tzli doesn't go Kedei Kudo. Tzli only asses a little bit. Amal Nitzleba, you can eat most of it. Koylof Yochel Atshamagir Legit. Tosis says, Atshamagir Legit? Tosis says, what do you mean Atshamagir Legit? Lav Davke. You have to ask it a little bit around the Git. So Tosis is not sure, they drayed back and forth whether it's Kedei Klipa, Kedei Netilo. And the same thing by Maliach Kirasech Titzli, Kobishke Mevushal Sarasik Tzidei Kula, like Mevushal Asis Kidei Kula. Maliach Kirasech, just like Resech only Asis Tzli. Resech means Tzli only Asis a little bit next to it, so Maliach only Asis a little bit, so Lachor it's the same. So the Rosh made the compromise, it's not the same. Maliach is not identical with Tzli. Tzli Asis Kidei Netila, this goes back and forth, so that's the compromise that we follow in Shulchan Aruch. Tzli Asis Kidei Netila, Maliach Asis Kidei Klipa. So when it says in the Gemara, Abol Nitzla B'Kol HaVilchat Shemagir L'Gid, Tosfos says, Lab Dafkat Shemagir L'Gid. A little bit Samach L'Gid is also awesome. Frank Mar Kasha, what do you mean? Tzli does Nasa more than Kedei Klipa, Kedei Netil does Nasa to a distance away. Eini V'Homer Avun Gdisha Tzol B'Chal B'Osur L'Echol Afila Meirosh Ozna, even the Chalev spreads all over the place. So the Gemara answers, yeah, Shein HaChalev, the Mephal Peya. Yeah, if it's a Dov HaShamein, then it's going to travel. And Shulchan Aruch, they quoted the Rishonim. The Tosfos says that not only if the Isser is a Dova Shemeh, even if the Isser is a Dova Kochush, but the Heter is a Dova Shemeh, so the Heter will be Mefatim the Isser. It'll give it the properties of being a Dova Shemeh, and then it'll be able to be Mevalbol Kedei Kula, be able to travel past the immediate Kedei Klipa, Kedei Netila. Then the Ramo had a meaning that even when you have Shishim and the whole Yerah Keneged, Keneged the Dov HaShamein, that's Mefapeh, he still asked the first Kedei Netil. But that was a Pella, that's what the Shach quoted, Tzamach Reinim says, it's a Minik Shtus, Atzil Bahar Shacharuch, it's nonsense, what are you machma for? If it would be something that's really a Dov HaKochush, that is not, doesn't go past Kedei Netil, we are machma, ain't on it became a Kochush L'Shamein, so we require Shishim Keneged Kula, so even with the Shishim, but you have to still ask the Kedei Netil. So that part we understand, but if the thing is Vaday a Dov HaShamein, so what do you machmer if you and you have shishim and the gemara is the medina the gemara shayin chelav the mefapes if you have shishim it's mevatelit. So what do you machmer to ask the kedei netila? So the shach quoted those achrenim miserak silver chayshahel it's a minik shtus you shouldn't follow. And the Rama says no, we do follow that minik because ain't on a bikim and kachush l'shamin. Usually we say ain't on a bikim maybe the davar kachush is really a davar shamin. Here we say ain't on a bikim maybe the davar shamin is really a davar kachush. So really it only asks kedei netila. So ain't on a bikim, okay. We don't know. We don't know anything. Even things that are absolutely obvious, those are not sure. Not sure about anything. Any idea. Rashi quotes the Gemara. Lami lo shen chaloyma, any idea. Shema teyoches v'tizbada. Should always say, I don't know. Okay. So the Gemara says, shayne chelev de mefafe. Shayne. Freg the Gemara, ube chelev asur. And a chelev, it's mefafe, kidei kula. That's the official answer. Freg the Gemara, we had a psak. Rabbi Bachana was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. He got smicha for Rabbi Yechon in Eretz Yisrael. So he tells over, he came to Babel, tells over his story. Have you the Kamei to Rabbi Yechon, Mekanishta de Ma'on? Ma'on is a city. There's a kibbutz, a moshav, whatever, Ma'on now. Still around. Ma'on is still around. So there was a maisa once in the Beis HaKnesses in Ma'on, Big Dish, it's all the Bechelbo. We also beshailu Rabbi Yechon, Rama, Kol HaVeyochon, Shemagir L'Chelev. He says, the Chelev is not Mefapeh Kedei Kula. So what do you tell me? Chelev Mefapeh Kedei Kula? Everything more. Hahu Kochu Shabbat. Everything more. That was an exception to the rule. What do you mean exception to the rule? So Tosfos has two pshatim. So one pshat Tosfos says, there was Shishim against it. That's what it means, Kochu Shabbat. Shaina Chelev de Mefapeh, the whole Yerech is Mitztarev to be Mevatel B'Shishim if you have Shishim. If you have Shishim, then it'll be Mevatel. It'll be Mutta. If you don't have Shishim, then it'll be Asa. So the Gemara says, "Hahu kochush habe." By the time it spread out, so it was a tam kochush because it was bottled b'shishim. Then Tosfos' first pshat was, "No, not every chelev is a dov shamin. Chashayne chelev de mefapeya gedish etzala bechelva." He said that was chelev shamin, and this was a case gedish etzala bechelva. The chelev was a dov kochush. It was a skinny animal. So the chelev. Yeah, lachatchili, not allowed to do it. They didn't ask a shayla if you're allowed to broil the tzli the way it is. The both shaylas were, but yeah, but they had already, the balabatim had already done it. They're supposed to trade with the flesh. They're supposed to remove the chaylev and the gid anosh and the chutei adam also. They didn't remove it. So in one case we asked, could they kula because the chaylev was a dova shemen. The other case, either the chaylev was a dova kochush or the chaylev was nizbat bal shish. Who kochush am? By mistake, if you did it b'mezid, then it's aser aser l'mishan aser b'shvila. But if you did it by mistake b'shoigeg, so then zamach loikis hatanei. Whether kontzu shogot the mezid, and we pass a lot kontzu shogot the mezid. That's the Gemara in Gittin, Perek HaNezov. Then the Gemara says, no, it was in Gantz in a different story. It didn't happen in the city of Ma'on. It was the wrong person in a different case, in a different Shaila. Everything was different, it says. The story is basically correct, but it happened a different person, a different story, and everything, and the Pesach was different. What does he say? Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar, no, it's Kulya Bechel Bahava, Visharya. What does he say? Rabbi Yechanan Paskin Mutter, why? Because there was Chelev HaKloyos, but the Chelev HaKloyos has a membrane around it. So that prevents it. When you say Shayna Chelev de Mefapeya, when the Chelev doesn't have any membrane around it. So then the Chelev is Bispashe, and then the Mechaba quotes the tour that even also doesn't apply. When you have a Dovah Shamein, it's even going Mechaticha Lechaticha. That's what you had yesterday. Mechaba quoted that tour. Not everybody agrees to that. So the Gemara says a different version. If you have Chelev, a Dovah Shamein, fine. But it has a membrane, it has a krum around it. So whenever you have a krum that's mapsik, so then it's not going to be Mefapeh Kadei Kul. It'll only ask it, Kadei Netila next to it. It'll be like a Dovah Kochish. That's where Rav Huna bar Yehuda says. Kul yebechel v'haba, so the krum is mapsik v'shari, that's why it was mapsik. Rav bar Avadu Amar, he has a totally different version. Kilchis bilfis haba, what is kilchis? Trey for fish, Rashi writes. There are kosher fish, there are non-kosher fish. So he says the story wasn't ganz in a different story. Kilchis bilfis havi. It was Rabbi Yechanan, the same person, but the shayla was a different shayla. By mistake they had cooked a non-kosher fish in a kosher pot. Let an achri taste it to see whether the fish get what do they cook? They cook the trefa fish in vegetable soup. I guess they were cooking potato soup, a vegetable soup. And then they found out after they cooked the whole soup that there was a trefa fish mixed in which they didn't want to have. They didn't want to have any fish. This was supposed to be just plain vegetable soup. So the hay said, let an achri taste the vegetable soup. Does he taste the flavor? We would say, shishim, afartik, solve your problem. So Rashi says, this is before they established the din of shishim. In the later generation, they established the efartik. You measure everything to shishim, unless it's avid alatam. So he says there was a kilchis b'ilfas haba by mistake. They cooked the vegetable soup in a pot with a tray for fish there. And they asked Rabbi Yochanan, what's the din? So he said, give it to an achri kfeil aramo. And if the kfeil aramo says he doesn't taste any nesin astam, hota namonis. Yeah, what kind of namonis? Since when do you give namonis to the nachri? So that's what Tosis writes over here, Samchina Nakfelo. The Mishnah says in Mechoris, Achashal Allah Dovala Dovala Mira. A person only has Namanis in Kashvis if he's Jewish and is obligated to observe Kashvis, and he observes Kashvis. If he's not Jewish, or he is Jewish and he doesn't observe Kashvis, so he doesn't have Namanis on Kashvis. So he gives Namanis to a Nochri. Avgabdav Kabmuhu. So how does he have Namanis? And for Tosis, Kevin the Kvedu Huloi Meshaker, it's a Ruba Delesa Kamon. He's going to tell the truth. It's not that he has nemanis. Nemanis means that we believe him. We don't believe him. We know on our own that it's a ruba de leisa kamon. He's not going to lie because he's a kfela and he doesn't want to lose his reputation as an expert chef. Yeah, so that's what the poskim say according to Tosfos. You shouldn't have that. It should be mesich lefi tuma. Rashi writes musa lis mechalu mesich lefi tuma v'lo yadiu shetzichem lo ledvaris v'heter. So that's what the achrayim say. It's really two different shotim. Rashi and Tosfos are two different shotim. Rashi says, Nochem Mesech Lefitum is Neman. I, the Gemara said in Baba Kama, in the end of Baba Kama, Nochem Mesech Lefitum is only Neman by Heter Agunis, and by the case there by Nechil Shal Dvorim, because it's only a Dini Mammon is Midirabonon. The one who owns it only owns it Midirabonon. So if it's Mammon is the Rabbon, Heter Agunis when Meiko, so that's what the Tas says, that's by Dini Mammon, so by Dobisha Bierva, when Meikar Adin, you need to aid him. So then Mesech Lefitum, Mikra din ed echod is no good. It's a kula that we rely on an ed echod. So you're going to rely noch on a noch and misich lefitum. So that's all kulas min the rabban. Mikra din you need shnei edim ksherim. So then they only accept noch and misich lefitum on those two cases. But nechil shodvarim and the agunas. But if you're talking about ed echod, then you don't even need mikra din shnei edim. So any noch misich lefitum is good enough. It's an umdina that he's not going to make up a baba mice. Why should he? He's so. People are such liars that they make up stories all the time. If it's the taivasa or the hanasa, he'll make up a story. But if it's not, he's not mardiach anything by it. So then we assume he's telling the truth. And Tosfos gave a different beer. Tosfos gave the beer because lemar rom nasa. It's a ruba d'leisa kamen. It doesn't want to ruin his business. Chazal kuma lemar rom nasa. So according to Tosfos, should dafka not be mistich lefitumah.
and Sfaradim and Maaser rely on Kela. Do they tell them? Is it Mesiach of Tumah?
Can you ask a Sfaradi? No.
Well, that applies to their nanny in somebody's house. Right? That she says, "Oh, I didn't mix anything in. I didn't bring in my own food." She's being nanny in somebody's house.
She knows that she'll get fired if she gets caught.
How will she get caught? She's not.
She knows no one's there. She knows that no one's there. See, here we're going to eat it. We're going to eat the food later on. We're going to see that the Nachri made a mistake. I told us a lie. So we're not. We're going to ruin his reputation. How's anybody going to know whether she mixed in treifas or whether she cooked treifas in the pan? The Gemara assumes that the Nachma chashudim al agezel. So the Shol Shalom Yidaz Gazlan Havi, not everybody appreciates that din. So if the Nochri is going to use our Kalim without our permission, that's an act of Gzela. But they don't really appreciate that. They don't hold so much that that's an Isa Gzela. They feel, what are they doing wrong? They're going to wash out the pot afterwards.
You can tell from the pot.
That what?
Peter says you can tell from the time in the pot. So if the guy cooks something in the pot, she cooks her treifas in the pot, you'll be able to tell.
I mean, we will cook the kosher food later, we'll be able to tell. Yeah. I don't know. By us, our pots are hardly balei at all. We have stainless steel pots, so they're hardly balei at all. So it's a shaila whether our pots, whether there's bechlal din of tam kikin. So shaila in the mechaber and the ramo have a machlokes by klei schuches, where there's balei. So we know schuches is not balei. So that's when the chaber says schuches is not balei. So you can use the same pot for fleshing and milking, no problem. The Ramah says that we're machma. I think stainless steel, they say, is boleya less than schuches. So even there's room to argue, even according to the Ramah's chumra, like le schuches, we should say stainless steel is mamish, not boleya. So we'll have to wait till we'll have a conference of all the rabbonim in the world. We have to get all the rabbonim from Eretz Yisrael, from America, to agree that we should be makel on the stainless steel pots, that it's more kal than the schuches. We didn't have that worldwide conference yet. I don't think so. Kedera shebisha babas loyvasha b'chol means if it's a normal kedera that has a tam, that has a bliyah. Mechaba holds that you can use this lechatchila. Svar and father mechaba, you can use lechatchila glass kelim because it's not boleya anything. If it's the Gemara says there are kelim that are not boleya. The only shaila is whether it applies to glass or not. But Bizman HaGemara, they knew that there were certain kelim that are not balei. It's not we're inventing a new idea that the Chachmei HaGemara never heard of. They had kelim that were not balei. It's just, where do we apply it, where do we not apply? So we got to get all the rabbis in the world to agree to this, on these things. Yeah. Amar Rava says, I never understood what's going on. Mireish have a kakasha lehod the tanya we have a brisa kedera should be shabosu leivasha b'chol mishal benayis and tam chuma leivasha b'chol mishal benayis and tam b'shleim with chuma toim b'koin that I understand. How can the brisa say bosu b'chol? Who's going to taste it? In case it's treifa, you're not allowed to taste it. Why you're not allowed to taste it? The aver is you're not allowed to get achila, you're not allowed to get hanor. What if a person tastes it and he spits it out? So he didn't swallow anything. There's no achila. And there's no hanor, but he gets such hanor from tasting the basa b'chol. That's considered a violation of isuri hanor. So in Shulchan Aruch they say even if it's an issue of a treifas, not an issue of basa b'chol, but that's also hanor. Maybe you can say by just tasting it and spitting it out, it's already an isuri hanor. No, even if you just taste macholas asuras that are rosh v'achilu mutav hanor, that's an isuri derabbanan. You're not allowed to be toim or polate. Anisa de Rabbonim. There's such a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara has a Shalom Atemis on a Tainis. What's the din? A person accepted a Tainis Yochid. He has Yartzeit. And he accepts on himself a Tainis. And then he's a chef and he's cooking something from a Tzoy HaTainis and he wants to taste it, whether he doesn't remember if he put in salt or he put in flavoring. So he wants to taste it and spit it out. So the Gemara has a Shalom. What's the din? So the Gemara says it's Mutter. The Tosfos quotes from the Rabbeinu Hananel that it's only mutter if toim or polate, and so tainis yochid. So the Gemara says, why is it mutter? Because achilas shtiya kabbalah lei tima lo kabbalah lei. He never accepted tima. But if it's tainis aksuvim, if it's one of the tainis that's written in where is it? In Zechariah, Tzomar Aviv, Tzomar Chamishi, the tainisim that are written in Tanakh, Shavasa betamas, Asar betavis, and so on. So then it's even also to be toim or polate, even to taste it. And the same thing. And it's only a heter, matemis is only a heter, the taste and the spit it out is only a din that you don't see a brocha on it, and it's only a din on a tainis yochid. But on a tainis tib, on a real din, then there's no heter. So that's what we assume in Yeridea. If you have something that has a tam of treifus in it, so you're not allowed to taste it to see if it has nesinas tam. Even though you're going to spit it out, you're not going to swallow anything, and it's muta b'hano. So what did he do that's wrong? So that's a gzera de rabban. Te'ima is aser. Al macholos aser is a gzera shema yivla. Maybe he'll swallow it. So Rabbi says he always had a kasha b'shleim with chuman toim l'koin that I understand l'basa b'chol man toim l'ay. But now that he heard Rabbi Yechanan says that we rely on a kfeilo, so that's a chanam we rely on a kfeilo. Then it can't, the way we have the gears in the Gemara, the Omar Rabbi says, this is the din because Rabbi said. You say this is the din because I say so. The Omar Rabbi, it doesn't make sense. So they have the correction on the side. Omar Rabbi, there should be two dots over here. Now starts a numer, memra. Omar Rabbi said a second thing, which is a repeat of what he said the first time. Omar Rabbi, Omar Rabbanan b'tayma, Omar Rabbanan b'kfeilo, Omar Rabbanan b'shishim. Sometimes the rabbis say, in a shishim, sometimes you have a kfeila taste it, and sometimes you can taste it yourself. So then he's going to go through the various cases. Okay. So I'd like to learn this gigantic tesis over here. On my rabbi, it's an important tesis. Chazara, we did it. Oh, yeah.